Okay, so we're back in terms of our regularly scheduled program with the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. So you already learned Perek Zayin at the beginning of the year, so we're up to Perek Ches, and we'll take it slowly and methodically, especially because this first halacha was a subject of a massive controversy, which is discussed by Rav Yosef Karo and in the name of the Ramban. So let's read the Rambam. My goal for today is just to read the Rambam very carefully and understand his Shita, hopefully well. And once we understand his Shita well, I think a lot of the challenges that were raised, we'll recognize that the Rambam in his language was careful enough to avoid some of those, if not all of them, some of the challenges that were brought up that we'll see tomorrow. So Hatova Tzvunot Tzadikim Hi Chayolam Abavi Achayim Shem Maves Imahem VeHatova She'eni Mara. So the Rambam is obviously referring to her Olam Haba, as he notes explicitly, and this is Chayim She'en Maves Imahem. It's not the Chayim of this world, it's the La'olam shakulo aruch v'atova she'ni ma'ra'o shekasa b'torah l'manita v'ach v'rachta yamim b'yashmo lamdi l'manita v'ach la'olam shakulo tov v'rachta yamim la'olam shakulo aruch. In other words, that this is not the same as Yimos HaMashiach. It doesn't appear the same as Tzchias HaMesim, as the Lechem Mishnah notes already here. More on that later. V'zehu olam haba schar tzadikim hu sheyizku l'noam zeh v'yu b'tova zo. So the Rambam has a dual language to describe it, l'noam zeh, sort of this state of, you know, pleasantness and objective goodness of you betova zo. So the way that I would try to bifurcate between the two of them is that there's something about this which is pleasing to the soul, noam ze, and there's something objectively that this is the ultimate good, viyu betova zo. So the difference between the lamed and the bays. All right, upiran arishayim, this is the most controversial section. You have to be very careful. So, Piran Arishon, Hu Shalo Yizku L'Chayim Elu Ela Yikarsu V'Yamusu. So, the Rambam says the ultimate penalty here for Rishayim is that they will be denied this privilege, right? You can't think of any punishment, corporeal, monetary, or otherwise, that could possibly equate to being denied this objective good, this tova, and this pleasure, this Noam. B'chol Mishenu Zoch L'Chayim Elu Hu Ames. Somebody who is chayev kares, so that's a reference to losing out on this noam, losing out on this tova, losing out on olam haba. Now again, we have to be very careful. The Rambam didn't say that this is only people who are chayev kares. It could go well beyond that, but this is what kares refers to. If you are shmuel lamdu, Hikaris b'olam hazeh, tikaris l'olam haba. Kelomar, sh'osa nefesh, shapirsha min haguf, b'olam hazeh, eino zoche l'chayi olam haba, ela gam ba'olam, gam min ha'olam haba, nichretes. So again, that it's not just that this individual who passes away, osa nefesh, shapirsha min haguf, b'olam hazeh, it's not only the penalty limited to this world, eino zoche l'chayi ha'olam haba, ela gam min ha'olam Elagamina olam haba nichretas. Okay, so that this person is cut off from the olam haba, from the noam, and from the tova. So a person who's, you know, again, he passes away at whatever age, he's subject to kares. This person is denied, their portion in olam haba. So that becomes extremely important. And again, the Rambam never said, let's be very careful, that only people are chayiv kares get this penalty. Nor did the Rambam say that there are no other penalties, but the Rambam says that this is the piron harishayim, that maybe this is the ultimate penalty, and there'll be lashonos like that a little bit later. So God willing, what we'll see tomorrow is the broadsides of the Ramban and the Kesef Mishnah against this Rambam, where, you know, they portray the Rambam as saying is that there are no other possible penalties, whereas it seems like the Rambam says that this is the ultimate penalty, and they make, you know, a whole big issue about the Rambam saying that, you know, kares is the end-all and be-all. Let's say you're not chayv kares. What about other penalties? Or let's say it's worse than kares, right? Misas bezdin and the like. We have to deal with those issues. But again, the Rambam's language here is that the ultimate good is olam haba. It's the ultimate pleasure as well. It's a noam zeh. It's a tova zo. And the ultimate punishment, there can be no punishment which is greater than being denied a chelek in olam haba, doesn't mean necessarily that there aren't other punitive measures. It doesn't mean that only somebody who's chayiv kares is denied this, right? We have to be very careful in terms of conflating what the Rambam says, you know, with things that he doesn't say. You can understand why somebody might, you know, draw those conclusions, but that's in terms of what the Rambam actually did say, and we'll get into the Ramban and the Kesef Mishnah, God willing, tomorrow.